Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent time with God, the sunrise was just incredible. It saddened me some that I live with trees to the east and trees to the west of my house. And while I can enjoy viewing the sunrise and through the trees, and just really hard to photograph. And for a guy that enjoys photography and capturing glimpses of God's glory through it, it wasn't a good morning for that, but it was beautiful to see. And as I spent time in thinking about the sunrise and watching it and continuing in the devotional journal, Living Free. And today's topic is free to live in holiness. I think about the glory, the beauty, the radiance of a sunrise such as this morning's. And I think about God's presence in the tabernacle and in the tent of meeting, where he would meet with Moses to such an extent that Moses would have to veil his face because of the reflected glory of God after spending time with him, and also so that the people wouldn't see that glory, that shine, if you will, fade, as Moses was away from the actual presence of God. I think about the tabernacle and then later the temple, and God's instructions for things to be cleansed, to be set apart for his use, both the objects within the tabernacle or the temple and the people. This living a life of holiness is possible because we've been cleansed, we've been set apart by the blood of Jesus. And even though his work is critical and necessary, it still requires our daily decision that I'm going to continue to walk in that life of holiness. I'm going to continue to pursue a life of purity that allows me to be useful to my Master, to my Father, to my God. Paul writes about different objects in a home and how some are for noble purposes and some are for ignoble purposes. But he talks about our life, and if we cleanse ourselves from that which is not noble, that which is not what it ought to be, then we are made useful because we are being set apart, we are being holy. God created us for his love to dwell within us, for his presence to surround us. His desire is that we would live life pursuing him, walking in relationship with him every day. And as we gaze into this perfect law of God, we gaze into his word which gives freedom, we find the freedom to live in holiness. It's a freedom that says, I do not have to conform to the world. I want to conform to the image of Christ. A freedom that says, I don't have to look out for myself. I want to look out for the needs of others. A freedom that says my life means something, not because I make it something, but because Christ dwells within me and He makes it something. You see, in this era of change, a continued confusion and uncertainty of what is yet to come, as the month of July begins to wind down, more and more schools, at least in the area I live in, are struggling with what this next school year looks like. How do we best serve the needs of our students? And yet, how do we reduce risk? It's a horrible balance to try to figure out when you don't even know what the risks really are. And yet that's where decision makers are finding themselves. And to live life knowing that my life is meant to be available for God's use. To live life realizing that I don't have to have all of the answers. What God requires, what He requests, what He desires from me is that I have a life of faithfulness. I have to tell you, that's a struggle. For me, I'm a guy that, well, I've been accused of having to have all my ducks in a row before I do anything. But I like things in order. I like to know not just what's now, but what's coming. I like to be prepared. And that isn't always possible. And in today's culture, it even seems to be less possible. If anything, this COVID-19 pandemic should have taught us that we don't know the future. And we can't control it. But what we can choose is a life that's set apart for God. A life of holiness. A life that says, God, You're in charge no matter what. I will listen. I will pursue You. I will spend time in prayer and Your Word, listening to Your Spirit. And in the midst of all of this, I will be a shining light. I will be a beacon of hope. I will be faithful to whatever You desire. You see, that's the heart, the very meat of holiness. It's being available for God's use. And being prepared for God's use. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to consider, to ask God to help you accurately evaluate how much of your life is available for God. How much of your life have you set apart for God's use? Holiness really says you're exclusively set apart for God. That all that you do, all that you say, all that you share ought to be at God's direction. It ought to be in ways that honor Him, that lift up Jesus. And we live in a time where doing such can yield some pretty big results. When we begin to pray for those who really are having a tough time. Some are having a tough time physically. Health issues, financial issues. Many are having a tough time mentally and emotionally. because there's so much unknown, there's so much pressure. As you think about your church leaders that have had to make decisions over the past few months of, do we open the building or don't we open the building? How do we prepare? How do we protect? How do we serve people? And chances are there isn't a one of them that's going to make the decisions that you like every time. And so what do we do as we live a life of holiness? Well, we pray for our leaders. We pray for those who are in decision-making roles. But it goes beyond our church leaders, our government leaders. Oh, many have made decisions that have not set well with a lot of people. And yet those same decisions have been met with huge applause by others. And so what do? We pray for those leaders. We lift them up. We ask that God would fill them with a greater wisdom than what's available through human advisors. As we pray for children, we pray for our school leaders who recognize the need and the value of education, but also don't want the responsibility and liability of the what ifs. And so we pray for those decision makers. You see, this life of holiness says, I'm available for God's use. And if that means sharing with someone what I have, then I do it. But it also means lifting up one another in prayer and going to God on behalf of those that find themselves in need. And again, whether it's a physical need or a mental, emotional, decision-making need, doesn't really matter. We go to God and we ask God to supply their every need, no matter what. And so let's do that this morning as we spend some time in prayer. Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that has supplied all that we need. Oh, I know some days it doesn't feel like it. Some days we're not even so sure that we have what we need, let alone anything to share. And yet you continually come through. And Father, our need for holiness, our need to be cleansed and set apart for your use was something we couldn't do on our own. And we can't do on our own. And through the blood of Jesus, you've cleansed us. You've made us suitable for your use. Help us to recognize the value and importance of staying that way, of choosing a life that honors Jesus, that a life of purity, of honesty, of integrity. And Father, as I think of this life of holiness, this life of being set apart for your use, I ask that you would increase our willingness and desire and practice of prayer. That so much of the tangible results that need to be seen in our churches, in our homes, in our nation could flow out of a life of prayer. As that time we spend with you motivates us to various actions. Father, I pray specifically today for school leaders, those that are making decisions for how school looks this fall, this next school year. I pray that you would pour out an incredible wisdom that looks at how best to serve Father, in this time where the risk is so unknown, and yet the fear of being responsible for someone else getting sick is just off the charts. I pray that you would bring a sense of peace and calm and wisdom that surpasses all of the information that is being spread about, and definitely surpasses all of the misinformation that is being scattered around. Father, I pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, that have had life so much disrupted from anything that they've been used to. And they're still uncertain as to what their normal school routine will even look like. And if it's even fair to call it normal. I pray for a spirit of resilience among our children. I pray that we would find ways to encourage them, to care for those that, well, school was the only safe place they knew. I pray for families who are wrestling with the decisions on their child's education and what that looks like and what risk is acceptable and what isn't. I pray for a greater spirit of understanding as each family, each person makes decisions that are best for them that may not be best for their neighbor or for anyone else for that matter. I pray that we would be less judgmental about things that really are personal things. I pray that this life of holiness will have cleansed us from the jealousies and envies and prejudices that so quickly divide us. I pray that our time with you would move us to action. As we think about those that come to mind as we pray, as we spend time in your word, may we not just be hearers of your word, but may we do what it says. And may the product of our prayers not be just a growing relationship with you, which is at the heart of it. But may it be an obedient relationship that responds to the things that you reveal to us through your word and your spirit. Father, as I continue to pray that this virus would be gone, I pray that we continue to learn from it. That the things it has revealed about our weaknesses and our fears would be things that we have learned to surrender to you fully. The things that we have learned about our strengths and our ability to keep on going would be recognized as a strength that comes from your hand. Father, I pray for your body, the church. There's so much division within our nation that so easily creeps into the church and doesn't even creep anymore. It just rushes right in. And I pray as we gather in buildings and in homes and in virtual online worship times, that we would recognize, value the opinions of others in things that really are a matter of opinion. Father, that we hold fast to the truth of your word, that we never waver. on the authority of Scripture. But in stuff like mask or no mask and gathering or not gathering, we'd respect the decisions of each other. We would seek you for wisdom in how to best care for one another. We would recognize the lack of information, or not really the lack of information, the lack of consistent information. In a world that's constantly giving conflicting reports and changing guidelines, may we be careful about how we view one another. May our love for one another help us to continue to grow in unity, even as we approach life differently. God, today may our love increase that unity in such a way that Jesus is seen more clearly in us individually and in us as your body. And as we lift up Jesus in all things, may He draw many to Himself. May our life of holiness, of being set apart for your use, be a light that the world needs to see. And may we set it on a hill so that it would shine brightly in the darkness. And may we glorify Jesus in all that we say and do. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.